and they, there's the food on the table, and he's just sitting there. So you can go ahead and
help yourself, or possibly you might pass it to him.
But it happens to be broccoli, and he doesn't like broccoli. He wants, and doesn't want to offend you, so he says, "Well, I'm sorry,
I don't eat broccoli."
Or would you say, "I don't choose it," or "I don't care for it"?
No, I don't care for it. To be,
there are various stages of politeness here. It's a tough thing to
I
do.
I don't think we would use "choose" very. That'd be too formal for anyone that you'd want to give a meal to, probably. Even to you.
Well, we speak a dialect all our own in my house with a 2.5-year-old boy running around. If you have the same food for the evening meal that you had for the noon meal, you say, "Well, we're going to have..."
Well, we'd probably say we'd have leftovers, I expect.
And you might say, "The steak was so tough that I couldn't..."
Chew it?
They ever boil some cornmeal up around here and make...
Oh, yeah, mush.
How about hominy? Much of that?
Boiled hominy? Yes, there's hominy used here.
How about grits?
Grits is made out of hominy, or can be made. I think it can be made out of other things, too.
But we don't talk about grits.
No, in fact, I've never eaten grits.
How about big hominy? Doesn't ring any bells either.
No.
Okay. Another word for things like peas and carrots, corn.
Vegetables.
And you grow vegetables in your little behind the house.
Garden.
And if you had pancakes, you'd probably put one on it.
Syrup.
And what kind of syrup?
Well, maple, if I could get a hold of it.
But suppose you bought some and said maple on it, and you know it wasn't maple. You say, "I want some..."
Genuine, or real.
And you have some toast for breakfast. You'll probably spread some butter on it, or some jam, or maybe some...
I know the word, and I can't think of it.
Just...
marmalade.
Or... even
sweets.
Jelly.
Was that the word you wanted, jelly?
I've heard gel used. Mr. Chateau says gel. Come think of it. Since you put gel on.
We usually speak of it as jelly. I've heard the word gel used in place of jelly. They're going to make gel.
Mm-hmm. If I had a dozen apples and you wanted one, you'd say, "Please,
please give me an apple."
And we're talking about some boys. We say it's not these boys, it's
those.
And something's not here, it's over
there, not yonder.
And don't do it that way, do it
this way, not this away.
You know all my alternatives. I could suspect that this would be the way, but you'd say it, but I want to make sure I get it. If you don't hear me, for example, you can't hear what I'm saying, how would you ask me to...
Well, if I want to be... Yeah, I might say louder, or pardon me. Depends on how polite I wanted to be.
Here. If we had talked about two men, we didn't know anything about this man, but this man, we know his father owns an orchard. We'd say he's the man.
Whose father owns an orchard?
Oh, bless her.
And we have two boys. That we don't know anything about that boy, but this boy has a very wealthy father. We'd say he's the boy.
Whose father is wealthy?
About the orchard again, he's the man whose
father has an orchard.
I'd love to be there, man.